Miss Davis was your girlfriend. She told you she was pregnant, and you supported this child.
She had no trouble deceiving.
But it turns out Mr. Hartsfield was not the baby's father.
But she couldn't handle his deception.
I went to his residence, and I seen a woman cooking naked in the kitchen.
She approached my car and keyed it.
She was fighting him, saying, you know, hit me, this woman here, who's clearly fatally attracted.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rodney Hartsfield is suing his ex-girlfriend, Frances Davis, for lying about the paternity of her child and for vandalizing his car.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 83 on the calendar, the matter of Hartsfield versus Davis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Mr. Hartsfield, there are two parts to your lawsuit, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Davis was your girlfriend for a long period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
And your complaint alleges that at some point she came home, she told you she was pregnant, and you supported this child for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Both by purchasing things and financial support.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you living together with Miss Davis at the time?
No, ma'am.
So you never lived together, but you did, in fact, support the child and purchase items. Is that correct?
No.
What's not correct?
That we didn't live together.
When did you live together?
When he was, like, 3 months old.
When the baby was
three? When the baby was 3 months old.
Okay. For how long?
Just for a short period of time, for about 4 months.
And prior to the child being born, when you found out you were pregnant, you did, in fact, tell Mr. Hartsfield that he was the father?
Yes.
And is his name on the birth certificate, or was it?
Yes, it still is.
But it turns out Mr. Hartsfield is not the baby's father.
That is correct.
And now he wants to be reimbursed for everything that he spent on the baby.
Yes, right? Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sounds fair to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds reasonable.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually. Did you ever tell Mr. Hartsfield, Miss Davis, that there was a possibility that he could not be the father?
No.
Why not?
Because I believe that he was.
Well, you know, believing, that's very nice. You want to believe in your own fairy tale, that's nice. But wouldn't you think it would be fair to say to him at some point, you know, there is a possibility it was somebody else?
Yes, it would have.
Would have. And there have to be consequences for that, because he takes you at your word that there was no possibility that anybody other than he could have fathered this child, that you had not been with another man, and therefore he stepped up and assumed his responsibility. And if it turns out that you were the one who had the information that could have disabused him of that notion, and that you chose to keep that a secret, and he could not have found out any other way, it seems to me that there has to be a remedy for that. It's unfair and unreasonable.
Right.
How much did you spend on this baby?
Approximately $676.
Do you have any receipts, anything to show me?
Not really, Your Honor. I most of the time took her to the ATM with me, or she would come to my job, and I bought strollers, diapers, certain milk that he needed because he would throw up from the standard milk. I bought him special cases of milk and things of that nature.
Well, the problem is I have to have some amount. You purchased a stroller.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you pay for it?
$36.
When Miss Davis and the baby lived with you, did you support them?
They never lived with me, Your Honor.
I actually was living with him. Sorry about that, but I was.
Did they ever stay with you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. She says that they did. How much would you estimate, Miss Davis, that Mr. Hartsfield spent on the baby before it became apparent that he was not the father?
Probably about $350.
Fine, I'll take your figure. That's okay. $350. Then he says the second part of his lawsuit is that you scratched his car during an act of vandalism. When was that, Mr. Hartsfield?
On June the 11th, 2011. She approached my place where I work. She had been trespassed there.
Was this after you discovered that the baby was not yours?
No. The test hadn't come back yet. But
you would ask for a test?
Yes. She avoided me on every front as far as meeting up, getting the test done.
What prompted you to get the test?
Her family members. Her grandmother, one of her close friends.
Okay. So things people said to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the test results hadn't come back yet, and this vandalism took place near your place of business?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you saw.
When she approached my place of business, we had the district manager who was there, so I tried to intersect her before she came in there and embarrassed me and possibly get me fired. So I proceeded to walk towards her, and I told her, hey, you need to stop. You've been trespassed from here. And she proceeded to take the key from the back of my car and walk all the way down the side and the front of it and keyed it. And naturally, I wanted to go and do something to her, but then she was like, hit me, hit me. And then I just stopped and I called.
Can I see the damage to the car, please? Now I'll hear your side of the car scratch story, Ms. Davis.
First of all, it happened at his home, and it was a scratch on his hood that I did by an accident with my zipper behind on my jeans. I remember that day. And
well,
it was way...
I'm glad you remember scratching his car.
Yes. Well, why? It wasn't done on purpose, so I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't make any difference.
And it was way before I was pregnant.
Okay, well, he's not talking about way before you were pregnant. He's talking about this,
that
at his place of business.
Wasn't me.
No, who was it?
I don't know, Judge, but it wasn't me.
I'm a witness. Can I speak? All right.
Were you there?
Yes, ma'am. I was there.
Go, tell me your name.
My name is Angela Darden. I am his fiance's mom.
You were at his place of business?
Yes, ma'am. There's a place that I eat at near his job called, well, I don't need to tell you that. I frequent it. It's one of my favorite places to eat. And I didn't really know the extent of the character of this female here until I happened to come out, and there she was keying the back of his car, and he was trying to stop her from doing it, and she was fighting him, saying, you know, hit me, hit me, hit me. And all I'm thinking is, as a mother, what is my daughter subjected to? My daughter is her school's senior class president. She's a Tina Popka, Miss Tina Popka, and she's dating this man who has this woman here who's clearly, fatally attracted. I mean, this is some thin line between love and hate stuff for you. And if she's doing this to him, what will she possibly do to my daughter? She clearly cannot...
Better nothing.
Right, better nothing, exactly. You know, she's clearly a female that cannot and does not take rejection well at all, at all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I see the bill for the car, please? Davis, you only have one child?
No, I have two.
How old is your other child?
My daughter's 9 years old.
And where is her father?
Her father is in Orlando, Florida as well. But, Judge, I don't even know this lady who says that she was watching me scratch his car. I don't know her, never seen her before. And if she said I scratched it, she just happened to be there, see me scratching a car. And they say I'm crazy, but he's the one that threw me in jail over lies. And
I want to tell you something. We're going to get you a counterclaim in a second.
Okay.
You owe him $1,291. That's $350 for his baby expenses, $941 to fix his car. Now let's get to your counterclaim.
All right.
Counterclaim says that he had you falsely arrested. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
What was the date of the incident that resulted in your arrest?
It was a Tuesday.
How many times have you been arrested?
3 times in Orlando, Florida.
Well, then there's a reason that you don't actually remember the date. On what date was she arrested?
She was arrested on June the 28th, and she was arrested again in August.
On what date are you alleging that you were falsely arrested on a complaint by the plaintiff, Ms. Davis?
June the 28th.
And on June 28th, you were arrested because it was alleged that you did what?
They said I assaulted.
Burglarized. Well, tell me what happened.
I went to his residence to see if he were coming to premarital counseling because we were supposed to be getting married. And the person who was counseling us was my uncle, who was a pastor. So when he didn't answer the phone, I went to his residence because I'm supposed to be the fiance. So I wanted to know why he didn't answer the phone.
Well, at that time, was a paternity test pending?
Yes. And he knew about it.
Well,
and
who knew about it?
Mr. Hartsfield.
Of course he knew about it. He has to be a participant in a paternity test.
Right. Basically, I'm saying is that I did tell him, I hope he's not your son, not to be funny.
Was this before or after you went to his house?
This is way before.
This was way before?
Yes.
So you said this ridiculous thing, according to you, and then you were on your way because you wanted to go to premarital counseling with him.
Right.
Well, you think he's nuts? Why would he marry you with a paternity test pending? Put your hand down.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you plead guilty to a trespass?
Yes.
Leave him alone.
And later today...
Where did you ship this to, sir?
Taiwan.
Get out of here. I don't know what kind of scam this is, but I'm not participating in it.
There's no scam.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rodney Hartsfield says, ex-girlfriend Francis Davis falsely named him as the father of her baby and vandalized his car. Francis is countersuing for a false arrest.
I want you to tell me, did you go into his house on June 28th?
Not in, but to his house.
And what happened when you got to his house?
His door was cracked open. I walked up to the residence.
So you walked in?
I peeked my
head. You went in?
Yes.
And?
And I seen a woman cooking naked in the kitchen.
And?
And he's cheated on me so many times.
And?
I said, really, and I walked away.
Okay. Did you plead guilty to trespass?
No.
Were the burglary and battery charges reduced to a trespass?
Yes.
Did you plead guilty to a trespass?
Yes.
Your counterclaims dismissed. Leave him alone. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think it was unfair, but hey, what can you do? You win some, you lose some.
I'm happy that the world can see how insane this woman is. There are really some women who are obsessed, who are fatally attracted.
It seemed far-fetched, but she was so adamant. You know, she's a professional liar.
When you have someone that tries to kill you, stalk you, and they have no remorse for the law, it kind of changed your thinking a little bit.
Hey, man, get the test. Take adamant. Take the test. Don't give a dime. Take the test.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Campbell versus Henry. Step forward.
25-year-old David Campbell is suing family friend, 24-year-old Catherine Henry, for damages resulting from the eBay sale of a fake Rolex.
Mr. Campbell, I'm not really terribly adept at this selling merchandise on eBay, but let me try to say what at least what I'm reading in here. Miss Henry was a friend of yours, a longtime family friend. She gave you what she told you was a vintage Rolex watch and asked you, because of your acumen on eBay, if you could sell it for her. You posted it, according to you, sold it for some $4,000. You transferred that money to the defendant, and then the person who you sold the watch to complained that it was not an authentic antique Rolex watch. Yeah. eBay did an investigation and, in fact, determined that, according to them, it was not an authentic watch, and they reversed the charge, and they took money from your account. Is that from a credit card?
No, from a PayPal account.
You keep cash in that PayPal account?
Yes.
How much did you keep in that PayPal account?
How much did I keep?
I'm asking you. How much did you keep in that account?
Oh, basically, after every sale, they transfer the money to my PayPal account.
I understand that, sir, but that means that you sent the money to her, $4,300, and then PayPal reversed the charge and sent another $4,300 back to the person who bought the watch.
Yes, a third
party. That means that you keep thousands of dollars in the PayPal account.
No.
How did that happen? Explain that to me.
No, I don't keep thousands of dollars in the account, but basically...
No, I want you to explain to me, because I'm really very, very thick. I don't understand how that happens. If you paid her, and then they took the same amount of money from your account, that means you had to have there almost $9,000.
No, I didn't have any money.
Well, then what happened? Where did the man get money for his watch back?
From PayPal. PayPal issued him his refund. So I'm responsible for it. They could just go in there and just take it out.
Oh, just a second. So you're responsible. So you haven't paid PayPal yet?
No, I haven't paid PayPal.
Ah, perfect. Have they sent back the watch?
No, they have not sent back the watch.
Well, you want her to give you back the money, right?
Yes.
She says, I'll give you back the money when you give me my watch.
They destroyed the watch.
Well, that's too bad.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You got what I'm talking about? She's a hustler. Who knows where she got the watch from, but from a deceased close family member whose name she didn't remember immediately.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Campbell says family friend Catherine Henry owes for damages resulting from the eBay sale of a fake Rolex.
Now, you have something from PayPal that they destroyed the watch? They destroyed the watch, then why would they give it back?
I have a statement from PayPal stating that the watch is fraudulent and I'm not responsible.
Get the watch. What she wants.
I can't get the watch back because if any time you sell something fraudulent, I can't get the watch back.
It's ordered to
be destroyed.
You're entitled. Listen to me, sir. That doesn't sound right to me. You're entitled to have the watch and say, listen, if I purchased this watch or I got this watch from somebody. I'm entitled to have it back. It was, in fact, a watch. You put it in a box, right?
Yeah.
And it had a hand on it and it had little numbers on it. Well, she says, I want my watch back. You give me my watch back, I'll give you the money back.
I cannot get the watch back.
I don't understand why. Do you understand why PayPal or eBay wouldn't say, we're going to give you your money. Here's your money as soon as you send us the merchandise that you say is fake.
Look, Your Honor, it's a fraudulent watch. Anytime you sell something fraudulent on eBay or any website, they have the right to destroy it because it's fraudulent.
Show me where they say they destroyed the watch.
I don't have any documentation stating that they destroyed the watch.
Then I can't help you, Mr. Campbell.
But it's an oral presentation.
It's not an oral anything, sir. How does she know that somebody didn't say it's a fake watch?
She has documentation from PayPal stating that the watch is fake. And I have documentation from eBay and PayPal.
Do you have the documentation from them that the watch that you gave them was fake?
I don't. I just have hearsay from the buyer stating that the watch was fake.
No. I'm not.
No hearsay from buyer. Yeah, I have
not in, not interested in hearsay from buyer.
I have a statement from PayPal.
Let me take a look at it.
And a buyer.
I don't care about the buyer. Where did you ship this to, sir?
Taiwan.
Get out of here. I don't know what kind of scam this is, but I'm not participating in it.
It's no scam. I was just doing a favor for
a friend. Buyer escalated claim, this claim to dispute. Oh, the buyer told you that he wanted to return it.
Yeah.
So why didn't you say, fine, send it back to me?
The reason why, he wanted to return it, and then he wanted a full refund.
Yeah, so if you would have said to him...
And by the time I asked him to return it, he didn't.
No. Show me where he says that he won't return it.
No, I'm not saying he didn't. I didn't say he won't return it.
Right, he said, I'm sorry you won't return it. He said, I'm sorry you won't accept the return of the watch. Now I'll have to take it up with PayPal. She's your friend, so you know. She got this watch from a distant relative, from a deceased distant relative.
Yes.
You have a name for me?
Yes. Her name is P. I mean, that's what we call
her. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You got what I'm talking about? She's a hustler. That's a hustle. I don't know where she got the watch from, where her family got the watch from, who gave her the watch, whether she found it. Who knows where she got the watch from? But from a deceased close family member whose name she didn't remember immediately, right? Despite the fact that she was coming to court today.
No, we call her a nickname.
So that when the buyer said to you, return the watch, and I'll give you money. Just give me my money. Here's your watch. That's what you should have done. Should have said to her, getting the watch back, take care of it, sell it yourself.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, see your friend?
Yes, see your friend?
It was probably a fake watch. I would suggest you give him the money. I'm not awarding him any money. Do you understand? That will make him not your friend. But the right thing for him to do when he gets this communication from somebody in Taiwan that he sent the watch to is to say, as soon as you send me the watch, I'll get you back your money. And you chose not to do that.
I did choose. I tried to get the watch back.
Show me where. Every time I tried to contact. Show me where here. He asks to send you the watch back. You say no. You say to him, I'm sorry, I cannot accommodate you in this matter.
Because I didn't have the money. That's
no, well, then I can't
I
help you.
Money.
Mr. Campbell, I would stay out of this business. And if you want to be a good friend, should give him back. Because now he's stiffed. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I do understand.
Perfect. Goodbye.
Pardon the excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. TikTok over a traffic stop.
Your complaint was?
That he was disrespectful to me and that he called me stupid.
Do you understand what somebody's false complaint could do to a career?
Next Judge Judy.
I think it's a scam. Honestly, it was sold to Taiwan, and that's like the leading counterfeit continent. So I think that they made a counterfeit piece.
I was just doing a favor for a friend. It just got out of hand.
He just called and said that the man said that it wasn't real.
I told her that it wasn't real and I was trying to get the watch back.
I asked him to bring the watch back and we can resell it and give him his money back but he didn't use that as an option.
All I was trying to do was just do a favor for a friend, and now I'm stuck.
Being that we have no merchandise and he has a bill, I was trying to be a good friend.
It's no relationship.
Verify everything that you sell on eBay, number one. Number two, just make sure before you commit to something, make sure you have all the facts. And three, when you're doing transactions, just stay on top of it.